TLP is big. That's huge.
Oh, yeah. You know TLP? Yeah.
I do.
How do you know us so well?
You know, because I'm a radio geek.
Junkie?
Yeah, radio junkie. I'm on the radio every morning at 9:70 a.m., the Salem station in New York, The Answer.
Okay.
And and TLP, that's your... That's a big station.
Oh,
who owns it now? Is it the?
It's it was Bonneville. Now it's Hubbard.
Yeah. Amazing. Fun. But radio's hot now. Radio's jumping.
Yeah. Why do you enjoy doing it so much? Is it the theater of the mind type?
When we're talking right now, you're talking to that one person listening right now knows we're talking to them, and we're talking to them. And
sweet.
when I open the mic in the morning, I'm talking right to that one person.
Speak directly into their mind.
Yeah, you do.
Do you remember the first time you met him? First, both off the stage, and then. About your first time working with him on set?
Yeah, that's a good question because I met him right off of Lorne Michaels' office when he was seated in this holding area. We were all in, all the new guys.
Yeah.
And it was, hey, this is Eddie Murphy from Long Island. We hit it off, shook his hand, could see from day one, this is a great kid. Grounded, funny, joking, brilliant. It really was nothing shy of just, whoa. And then we went from there to audition the 17th floor at NBC, and we did the word association sketch that Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor did.
Legendary.
And Eddie nailed it and was as funny as Pryor. And I'm looking, I had to take a moment and said, oh my God, we got gold. So we ran to Gene Demania, the producer. This is your guy. This is your guy. And then we started hanging. We just will hang out forever. We would hang. I'd go to his house. I brought him from Long Island to Jersey. And then he moved 2 minutes from the house. And we would get Christmas morning and late nights and shining.
You spent Christmas morning together?
He would show up at the house with presents for my kids, my young son Joey at the time, and my ex-wife, myself. How thoughtful is that? On his way to Long Island to see his family. When he first started making money, you know?
He wasn't dressed as Santa, or he didn't show up in the red leather, did he?
No. Red leather.
Red leather Santa.
Yeah, no.
That would be
awesome. That was later. That's very funny, no, but it was so, he's like his brother, man. He's like a brother.
Well, that's so cool that you guys are that close. Is that rare, or is that pretty common between SNL cast members?
Yeah, there is a brother and sisterhood. I see Jay Farrow over here. I mean, the age difference is quite dramatic, but you feel like you're part of that family that Lorne Michaels created.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for that, and always grateful to SNL for that. But with Eddie, it was a little more than that, I think, we were just gravitated toward each other. I think because we were opposite. He's very cool, and I'm like a dork.
Did you ever have a favorite SNL skit that he did?
You know what?
So
great question. No. But what would make me laugh, what I would just take time to watch, Gumby used to make me fall over laugh. And I was in those sketches, so if you'll note those sketches, Mr. Discipline over here, I was laughing most of the time. So Gumby would make me laugh, but when he did... The Buckwheat stuff was funny, and when he did
Hot Tub.
Yeah, Hot Tub was great. James Brown, I couldn't believe he did that. But when he was in prison, I want to kill, what does it say? A killer white man. I want to kill a white man. That was like so edgy.
Yeah.
It was great, and it was well acted. I love to watch him be in those serious modes,
Do you think you couldn't get away with some of that stuff today?
Yeah, good point. You couldn't do Ebony and Ivory today.
Yeah.
But we're still going to show it tonight.
Oh, I can't wait. What are you going to do out there for him? Do you have anything special lined up?
Yeah.
This isn't going to air till the morning, so you can...
Yeah, yeah. No.
We're
going to do a little bit. I'll do a little bit of the old man, maybe, have some fun, and then I'll introduce some things. And I want to talk from the heart a little bit and how young he was. People forget how young he was. He was just 19.
Kid.
Isn't that the wildest thing?
Wow.
Tell me your name again.
Jason Fraley.
Jason Fraley.
Nice to meet you,
sir. You too, man.
It's an honor. Absolutely.
You're a great friend. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.